Thank you, Ms. Janet, and thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate your help leading people in worship. Thank you very much. All right, so who has the scripture memorized? Does anybody have it down that they would be willing to share with us? That was my assumption. So what I would like everybody to do is to stand one more time. And like Zach has asked us, we are going to all recite the scripture, Romans 3:23. Now, some of you may have already figured out that it is written in the bulletin. I don't know who did that. But if you can, don't look. So on the count of three, I want everybody to recite Romans 3:23. You ready? One, two, three. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you so much for doing that. I always love taking the pulpit, and I know most of you have heard me speak. I enjoy it thoroughly, and so I'm very grateful to have this opportunity once more. I am also extremely humbled to have such a wonderful pastor in our presence this morning, Mr. Larry Nelson. Thank you. And family, it is so good to see you. Although I saw you last night, it's so good to see you again. But thank you for coming. I'm glad some of you have taken on the cold weather. I appreciate that. All right, well, I'm going to be kicking it in the Old Testament this morning. So if you have your Bibles, please open them up. I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 11. Now, I also know in the bulletin there is some room for some notes. I highly encourage that throughout the message to grab a pen, a pencil, something to write with.